This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Welcome. We return to the Glow Show. I'm Will Anting.
Once again, I'm delighted to be joined by leading senior constable and our head glow, that's Gabrielle Tyre. How are you, Gabby?
I'm really excited.
Again?
Because I'm always excited when Beck's next to me.
Oh, Gabs. Stop it.
And yeah, and we have Beck returned to the studio.
Hi, Will. How are you?
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
We had such a good time last time.
We did rabbit on for a little bit, didn't we?
Hopefully we saved a few lives.
Right. Hopefully.
Beck Lawther from Highway Patrol. Yes. Not on the TV show.
No.
Just the regular, real Highway Patrol.
The real life, unedited version.
That's correct.
Yeah. And guess what? We won an award the most popular podcast.
Joy had their awards. Yeah, most popular podcast. That's pretty good.
And we got some chocolates out of it.
I'm very, very pleased. And I'm so proud of all the people and all the volunteers who've helped out with the show over the past, not even a year yet.
No, it was a huge team effort.
So thank you very much.
Thank you to everybody. Now, today we're here for something different. Would you like to explain?
Well, leading into Pride March, which is very soon.
Yes.
Beck, believe it or not, is our drill sergeant and has been for 15 years.
Well done.
This year, so the 2018 Pride March is her 15th year as drill sergeant for the police contingent.
Don't be fooled by my young sounding voice. 15 years.
Well, congratulations. That's a beautiful effort. You should be really proud of yourself.
I am, you know. I didn't really take any of that sort of thing into consideration when I started doing it. I was sort of thrown into it. But as the years have gone on, my 10th year, I was like, wow, I've actually been doing this for every year that I've been in the job. And now it's 15. That's like significant.
Beck had only joined Victoria Police and graduated, I think, in September. And then the following January.
Yeah, it was November.
Oh, November. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
And so the 28th of November 2003, I graduated. And then January, I got thrown under the bus.
So junior police officer.
Yeah.
In charge of, I don't know what ranks you would have had in your first.
Oh, well, so originally they were going to have a drill instructor from the police academy leading it, but she was sick. And which is how I ended up doing it. And when you're at the academy, you do a little bit of practicing of taking your squad. Everyone takes it in turns of giving the instructions and so on and so forth. And I was rather fond of drill. I kind of thought it was a bit like choreographed dance, but with a really gruff voice.
So it's our marching.
It is basically our marching. Yeah. So hup, two, three, etc. So I stuck my hand up and volunteered to do it so that it could go ahead. It was only Victoria Police's second official marching year. And we wore broad brim hats.
I remember.
And our pale blue shirts.
Now, is this a voluntary activity outside your normal duties, or are you allocated?
We are allocated time in lieu now. It's sort of changed over the years of whether it's on or off duty and so on and so forth. And it has been a bit of a point of contention.
Yeah.
I've always done it off duty, but for work cover reasons and all that sort of thing, it's sort of probably important that you are on duty. Irrelevant of that, I think our squad of that first year was 17 members. We had 17 members. The highest rank, I think, may have been an inspector. Remember Jill Wood? Yeah, so she was...
Lovely Jill Wood.
...as an inspector then.
So for people like myself who know exactly nothing about what goes on, so first up, what is a drill sergeant? Can you explain that to us?
Well, first of all, I'm probably not a drill sergeant because sergeant refers to the rank, but that's also the term that we give ourselves, I guess. Yeah. But it's basically the person at the front of a squad or a parade that yells all the instructions out, which nobody else can understand. So bringing somebody to attention and getting the formation all right and their dressing all right and then starting the quick march, two, three, left, right, right. So it's...
not unlike the guy on Full Metal Jacket.
Exactly. That's exactly what I do. I'm on Full Metal Jacket. Yeah, so that's what you're doing. And then just making sure that everybody's in formation and marching nicely and at the right tempo and all that sort of thing. So it requires a lot of yelling, which is very cathartic. So, so the first year I did it as a very, very junior, 2 months out of the academy constable.
You say you have a lot of precision and obviously a lot of dedication. How much time do you commit with practice and getting your formation correct as a team?
Months of preparation we do. Yeah. No, that's a lie. So on the day of Pride March, we all get together and we have a little briefing about what's going on, and I explain to some members members that perhaps haven't marched for at least 12 months or perhaps longer.
Perhaps 12 years.
Or perhaps 12 years.
Yep.
How to march, which is just walking, really, a bit of an animated walk. But some people don't do it very well, and that's okay. Some people don't drive very well. We've all got different skills.
As we've discovered.
As we've discovered, yes, indeed. So we've all got different skills, and some people just can't walk. And I remind them of what the commands are so that people understand what's going on. And generally, because it's something that's, pardon the pun, drilled into you when you're at the academy.
I was going to say, you do a degree of this during your academy training.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much they do now, but when I was there, it was certainly a significant amount. That when you start hearing those commands, it's almost like muscle memory and people remember exactly what to do, probably out of fear more than anything.
Yes.
Something bad's going to happen, I don't want to get yelled at. Don't want to get yelled at by me, that's for sure.
Don't worry, I'm driving 5 kilometres less now everywhere because I don't want to get yelled at by you.
We spoke about it. It's the speed limit, Will.
That's
it's the
it. We talked about this, the speed limit, not the speed requirement.
Correct. So we have a bit of a briefing and then we have a practice march outside the pavilion and make sure everybody is on point and shiny shoes and ties are straight and then away we go.
So over your 15 years, what sort of changes have you seen in your drill team?
Well, I think the most significant one is that the first squad was 17 members. And I think last year we had 5 squads and totaled over 100 members.
I think it was 120 or 130.
It was significant. So to start with, I was the only drill instructor. I'm now the parade leader, but I have other squad leaders underneath that have to do the drill calling as well because I can't instruct that many people. I have a very loud voice.
Yeah, we spread out. We're in lines of 3. And so you imagine, say there's 120 people, that's quite a long line of spread across 3 in a row.
Yeah.
And so we spread quite a fair way down the road, Fitzroy Street. And so Beck has a very loud voice, but then you've got music and you've got the crowd and whatever the weather's doing. And so you just can't, and we're all marching and some people are falling over a little bit because they've got 2 left feet. And so you can't hear Beck and you really need to pay attention to the left, right, left. To try to stay in unison and look good. We're the only group who's involved in Pride March who does march. It is Pride March. Mm. We're the only ones who march.
I know, but we do it so beautifully.
Yeah.
Just setting a precedence. So, yeah, I suppose that's the biggest change is just the numbers, which is great. And it really does show an attitude change and a shift in the culture within Victoria Police, but also within the gay community as well. And the best part about it is it's the only time of year, really, as a police officer, as you can well imagine, in the highway patrol, I never pull people over with good news.
Yeah.
So, generally.
Generally.
Mainly. that when I have Pride March, you have 30,000 people clapping for you.
Wow.
And appreciating what you do. And it's a 1 kilometre march, but that really does give you enough energy to get through the year. You know, that positivity.
Yeah.
So it's a...
People are saying thank you.
They are. They
just
really are.
That one word can change how you view your job, because to get acknowledged for doing the work that we do is, like Beck said, is very, very rare.
And very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the reason behind the marching instead of walking or dancing compared to other groups?
Maybe a lot of us can't dance.
That's right.
I know the feeling.
Personally, I'm a bit of a traditionalist anyway, and I think any organisation that is sort of paramilitary based, and that is we're there as police, representing police, so we should in some form act like police
and keep with tradition.
And I think that it shows a depth of professionalism as well. And if people don't want to participate in the marching and would rather dance, then of course they're free not to. They march with somebody else and dance with somebody else. But I think it's important that even though it's recognised that we're happy to have a police contingent in there, that we need to keep that professionalism in there. And I think people like watching marching.
Yeah.
There's something about everybody marching together and their feet moving together mostly.
And I think we're proud to wear our uniform.
Absolutely.
The police haven't had the best relationship with the LGBTI community. We all know the history. And so for us to be there, paid in uniform, marching with our senior officers and being thanked by the public who were there to watch the whole parade. I mean, we are very proud. We're proud to wear the uniform. We're proud of the work that we do, and we're proud that we're able to be there in that capacity.
Now, forgive my naivety. I haven't been to the Pride March in Victoria. I've been to Mardi Gras in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's nothing like that.
But I am participating this year.
Okay, great.
So I have no picture. Are you all in your current uniform when you are marching, or are you in a Pride police? police uniform?
No, we're in uniform.
So full and...
Full uniform, ceremonial hats,
is it like a class A class or class 1 uniform do you have?
Yes, well, yes, sort of, we do. Yep. Some members
It's not your road uniform or...
Some members will wear their equipment and other members won't. That's a personal preference. But our ceremonial uniform, I guess, is our shirt and tie and our ceremonial hat. And obviously slacks, you know, trousers rather than cargo pants. So other members do wear the ballistic vest and all that sort of stuff, and that's fine, whatever
there's
you like.
A bit of difference in there just because it is personal preference, and we have unsworn members who will be in their plain clothes as well in amongst the group. So it's a pretty big contingent.
Oh, it's massive, yeah.
And I think the last one was the first time I wore the rainbow vest.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the one before. I think
it's two years you've done it.
Yeah. I love that rainbow vest.
We're still waiting to get it for a whole bunch of the members to be wearing. That hasn't happened yet.
Mm. So you're the only one with the rainbow vest.
How do you not know this, Will?
Oh, well, I know nothing.
I borrowed the idea when I was in Amsterdam at a conference. An American police officer had it on his. We were all in uniform, all the different police from different places all over the world, and he had it on his, and they wear the dark uniform like we do. I think theirs is black and bright, almost fluorescent rainbow police on his back, and I said, I need to have that in Victoria. Yeah. So I brought it back.
It's a beautiful idea. I love it.
It works really well.
Mm. Yeah.
It just makes people feel comfortable and safe and able to approach you. So it's doing the job that it
So you've noticed a difference
for,
having
for
the
sure.
rainbow. I mean, I don't know anything about the uniform or anything like that. And it'd be good maybe if you had rainbow patches that you'd put on or something. But I guess you'd think about that from year to year and how to celebrate the pride.
Some of us wear the little rainbow rubber bands that you put around your wrists and occasionally...
Yeah, little badges.
Yeah, there's little, like the glow badges, and some people might put a little ribbon in their hair. We're not meant to, but we get away with a little bit during the Pride March because it's supporting a community.
Yeah. Now, 15 years. You've got to have some great stories. What's your favourite experience?
I think, to be quite honest, I've got a few stories, but the one that sticks out the most is probably the first year that I did it.
Yeah.
And probably because I had eyes like dinner plates and I was 2 months out of the academy and I'm yelling at people, everybody's of higher rank than I am, and I'm screaming at them. A little bit fun. But anyway, we were ready to...
You're thinking, this is going to go great at work on Monday.
Right? So, now I get to yell at a whole squad of brass police, which is...
Because they're all up the front and Beck's so up the front. So, chief commissioners, deputy commissioners, and Beck yells at them.
And you know what? They do such a great job and I'm so proud of them, but they also need the most instruction. That's just between you.
Well, it's been a very long time since they were at the academy.
Exactly. They do a great job. So, we were waiting to march off and I had everyone all lined up and I... Yeah, getting a bit sweaty. And there was the most amazingly beautiful drag queen who was taking photos with us in the background. And you know, she was posing and was fabulous. And that year, I actually had a drum and a drumstick to try and keep the beat, which had been loaned to me by the academy. And I'd never used that before. I'd never given drill and beat a drum at the same time. I have a music background, though, so I was okay about it. But the Herald Sun took a photo of me pointing my drumstick at this delightfully beautiful drag queen to tell her to get out of the way. And it was on the second page of the Herald Sun the next day. Me in my broad brim hat pointing a drumstick with a rainbow ribbons hanging off the drum at the drag queen. So
and what was the quote?
Oh, it was see, back then, I mean, 15 years ago, it was a little bit still controversial that we were marching. Mm. So they took something that was quite positive and they put a little bit of a twist on it and make it a little bit more controversial than it was. But
Peter, they didn't say, blow into this, please.
Right. Please don't touch my drumstick. Yeah. So that was probably the most memorable one. But, I mean, every year it always gets bigger and better. We have more members not only from the queer community, but from, like, I've got members from my office that are straight that come and march just for support. And the people that are coming to Pride March, it's sort of moving from a demonstration or a rally into something that is a celebration. And I think that shift in the cultural change has been great to watch. And I'm so, so glad I've been a part of it. It's certainly a career highlight, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you should be proud of the work you're doing.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. And look, it does send a big message. There is a lot of history. We need to acknowledge that. But you're breaking down barriers. It's just fantastic. It makes a person like me as a part of the LGBTI community comfortable to go to the police if there's any issues that may be pertinent to a sexual incident, anything like that. It's just beautiful nowadays that we can do that, and that sends a message to the community.
We've done a lot of work internally to make sure that we give a better service to the LGBTI community and acknowledge the mistakes that we've made. And we've acknowledged mistakes that we've made externally with a Tasty Nightclub apology, which was on the 20-year anniversary of that. And then we acknowledge the wrong that Victoria Police has done internally to members over the years with the Chief Commissioner earlier this year acknowledging that members haven't been treated well who were part of the LGBTI community and apologise for that and assured us that as an organisation we are making change internally and externally. There's a lot of work that's been done. There's obviously more to do, but I think that's a huge acknowledgement for people who have suffered things at the hands of police over the years, that those things may happen again, but we've got mechanisms to make sure that if you're unhappy with something that police have done or our response, then you have ways to make complaints. You also have ways to say that I'm really pleased with the way police have done and you want to acknowledge that.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Yeah, I'm really, really appreciate the message that you're sending to the community and
you should be. We are your community.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you are.
Yeah.
You are.
And we are represented in Victoria Police significantly. And I think that sometimes we all need to be reminded of that.
Exactly, yeah. Listen, just one final question. Senior ranking police often march in the parade. What are they like? Are they any good? Here's a loaded question for
you. Well, I can't answer that unless I'm going to stunt my own career. But considering I'm not going anywhere and I'm very happy at the Highway Patrol, I'm happy to answer your question. No, they're great. I think their attitude with the shift in command's attitude with us having a contingent marching over the last 15 years has changed significantly. And we all know that with this sort of thing, sometimes it takes a generation of change in order for something to be acceptable. Those that we have in command now are fantastic. I've never had any issue. They're always so supportive. They're always happy to be there and supporting other members and new members coming in as well. And I think that's a really good thing, reducing the segregation between command officers and new police members to show that we're all together and we are all a family, whatever family that might be, even if it's just the police family. So to be able to march alongside command in something like that, I think is certainly a tick in the box for anybody's career.
So if you're going to be at Pride March this year, 28th of January,
yep.
Please come along and come up and say hello to all of the police that are there. But definitely, you'll know Beck.
As long as she doesn't yell at me.
Acknowledge her when she walks past. I mean, she won't be able to respond because she'll be yelling at us. But certainly come up to see her or come and see her at the end and congratulate her. 15 years is a great effort. And I remember the first time I went there and you were the drill sergeant. And I had no idea. I mean, I don't even remember what year that was. It was early on. And I thought you must have had an army or military background. And
no,
that's
I just
why
love
you
yelling.
Apparently you do, and you're very good at it.
Yeah, I just love yelling.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
and
thanks,
congratulations. Dan. So we'll have to do something fun afterwards.
Definitely. Definitely.
Most definitely. Thanks once again. Lovely seeing you again,
thanks,
Beck.
Thanks, Will. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, no, we've got to have you back in. We've got to do a Highway Patrol part two, part three, part four. There's so much to discuss.
You know how I can rabbit on about that stuff. Let's do it. Definitely.
And we had a good time the last time. We went a little bit over time.
We did.
Yeah, I had the podcast police come around knocking my door at night and saying,
they're the scary police. Yeah. Terrible unit.
And Gabby, thank you once again.
And happy Pride.
And happy Pride. Don't forget to download all your episodes of The Glow Show.
And rate them.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.